You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Robert Lee and John Hawksworth.
Hello and welcome to the Race to Dubai show as Li Haotong brings delight to the home fans by winning the Volvo China Open.
Just amazing. I won the Volvo China Junior events in 2010 and also my first professional events also is Volvo China Open, so it means a lot.
We'll be speaking exclusively with the rising Chinese star shortly. He beat Felipe Aguilar by three shots in the end. The Chilean's hopes of victory plunged two from home.
It was a good run overall week except for one hole, one swing. Unfortunately, it was in the 16th hole today that I hit it on the water. But besides that, I'm quite happy with the way I played this week.
We'll review all the action in Beijing and look ahead to the next stop on the Race to Dubai, the Trophy Hassan II in Morocco, where Rhys Davies will be hoping to reclaim the title at the same venue when he won it back in 2010.
I think, it's 6 years ago for me, and things have changed in so many different ways for me as a person and as a player. And I also understand they've made some alterations to the golf course. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll hopefully bring back some really good memories.
Hello, I'm Robert Lee, and alongside me is John Hawksworth. And John, 2 weeks in China in a row, off to Beijing for this week, and a great win for Li Haotong.
Morning. Yes, it has been a great 2 weeks in China, especially for Li Haotong. Although the first week in Shenzhen, he missed a cut plus one, and that was just one shot short, but he's a bright prospect, 20 years of age, been out in the States playing on the web.com tour, did finish second last year in Shenzhen to Kiridek Api Barnrat, and he's always looked a bright prospect. But to be honest, earlier in the week, I watched him swinging and I thought, there's something different about him, and it wasn't good.
Oh, you had bad vibes.
I had bad vibes because he's doing a couple of strange things, but then suddenly, sort of Friday afternoon, it's almost as if his swing changed, his tempo, his rhythm, his determination, and then the weekend to shoot 66-64.
That's through the field, isn't it? Those sort of scores, right from nowhere.
Well, it's 14 under over the weekend. And I tell you, that golf course was pretty difficult. 12, the par 5, was playing the hardest hole yesterday. 17's a hard hole. There's some long par 3s. But he was absolutely brilliant. I've been to Top Wing Golf Club a few years ago. The undulations, you see the Great Wall of China all over the course, fantastic. But he was just brilliant. But he had a little bit of help from Felipe Aguilar from Chile, who had a very unfortunate thing happen on 16 on Sunday.
A watery grave.
Well, 30 yards short, complete duff. And
shades of Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, shades of Jordan Spieth. I watched his practice swing before he hit the shot. He was last to play, which I think made a difference. He put a very quick, vigorous practice swing and then didn't commit on the shot, and it made an awful noise, and he just knew it was in the water. And then he made 5, so then Li Haotong, who was going up 17, birdied it, and suddenly stands on the 18th tee with a 3-shot lead, not knowing that.
Because it happened so quick.
It happened so quickly. He wouldn't know what's gone on with Aguilar, who was brilliant up to that point. I mean, he was 3 under par after 7 for the final round, just cruising along, making it look so easy. But golf's funny, Robert, isn't it? Pressure, Spieth, Masters 12th, Aguilar 16th in China.
Does that damage you mentally when you do that and you know, you're in control and you're so close to the tape?
Got to do. I mean, with Spieth, he had a little bit of a chance to recover, didn't he, with it being on the 12th, but happening on the 16th, and then, of course, Li Haotong birdieing 17, it switched so quickly. Yeah. Mentally, yeah, next time you've got to go over the water and you're in contention, how are you not going to think about that?
The thing is, that when you're coming down the stretch, you want full shots. You don't want manufactured shots over water, really.
I'd have had the caddy, who was Andreas Romero's brother, actually add yardage on to make sure that he hit a full shot over it. It's easy to say now.
Into the stand at the back.
Well, the green was about 35 paces long.
Yeah, it's long.
Dry,
yeah.
You're fine. Four's all right. 5, you've gone in the head if you go in the water. It was a shame.
It was a shame, yeah. And a good week for Lucas Bjerregaard, who has got a big future ahead of him.
Yes, he has got a big future. Finished second to Justin Rose in Hong Kong. He went ding-dong with him, but he had his chances, Bjerregaard. He didn't hold any putts, though, really. Likes a bit of weightlifting.
He's a very strong lad. Like a lot of the modern kids are, they spend a lot of time in the gym. But for Li Haotong, the world's his oyster, John.
Yes, it is. Well, he's exempt to the end of 2018 now. He did say that he wanted to play in America, but I'm sure he's going to play in Europe. They're all great tournaments, great competition. He's a winner. Why wouldn't you?
I think as a young person, it seems to be a young person's game week by week. They're barely 20. That's the perception. That's how it feels.
Well, it used to be the norm to win around about 28 years of age, didn't it? I remember when Baker won the Benson and Hedges, I think he was about 2021, back in the late 80s. Yes. It was unheard of it when was. He beat Faldo to win at that age. Now it's common.
I was 23 when I won my first event. That's quite young.
Yes, it well,
in
well,
those
it is.
Days.
It's, yeah, absolutely.
Way, way ahead of this. And then it all went horribly wrong.
And now look at you.
Look at me now, yeah. I tell you what we should do.
Go on.
Right now on the show, let's get hold of the latest champion on the European Tour, Lee Hao Tong. Let's get him on the line. He's there right now. Lee Hao Tong, how does it feel to be a champion on the European Tour?
I mean, this is my first winner, you know, especially on such a big event. And really, really happy, really exciting about looking forward to this season, you know.
What was the pressure like in the final round?
I'm not really big pressure for me because I didn't think I can win this week, you know. I just want to finish top 10 there and get some money, you know. But it was fantastic, so really happy.
You missed the cut in Shenzhen by one shot, and obviously this week you're a winner. What's been the difference? Did you find something in your swing?
No, I think just, you know, more comfortable back to Beijing, you know, especially green. It's really smooth, much better than Shenzhen, you know. So when I'm putting good, I can make a lot of putt on last week. So just make me feel better, you know.
Now, when you came up 18, did you know that you had the three-shot lead?
Actually, after T-shot, I heard some guy said the Chile guy just in the water, you know. But I couldn't believe. I just still play myself. And second shot, I still want to try to play hybrid, go for the green, you know. But my caddy just tell me, hey, you're just going to make par to win. I said, how many shot I lead? He said, three shot you lead. Okay, I said, okay, let's do 7-iron. So just second shot when I know that, you know. So especially really, really happy.
So you're a young Chinese player. You've just won on the European Tour. What sort of reaction have you had from your fellow countrymen and women?
For me, it's a lot because such a big country, you know, have a lot of people follow me, support me. So just thanks for them giving me the support and still can't believe, you know.
And, you know, looking forward, Lee, to this season, how many more tournaments are you going to play in Europe? Are you excited about the big tournaments you can get in?
Of course, especially Wentworth, you know, Irish Open. I'm really, really excited to play such a big event. Hopefully can doing great there and get some big events again.
So you're going to commit to the European Tour now that you're fully exempt?
Yeah, 2 years.
Brilliant. And you must be looking forward now to the Olympics.
Yes, hopefully can play there and play good.
That must be very exciting. I mean, I know the Olympics in China is a big deal, and for you to represent your country will be a magnificent achievement. Lee, thank you very much for all that you've done for us and for winning on the European Tour. And we look forward to seeing you in Ireland and all the other tournaments that you're going to get to. Wentworth, it should be terrific. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Take care, bro.
Yeah, well done. And good effort from Lee Hao Tong, John, as well, with the English.
Yeah, very good indeed. But all these young lads now, they're bilingual, aren't they? I mean, I don't know if you speak another language.
Yeah, I do a bit of French and Spanish because I did that at school. But that's fine because everything makes sense. But when you go from Chinese to a completely different script and a way of writing and understanding something, that's a sea change. You can go to Spain and read a road sign. You can't do that in China.
No, absolutely. Well, you can badly.
Well, it was his 20th European Tour event, so he's won very quickly, Lee Hao Tong, and it beats his previous best European Tour performance of second at the 2015 Shenzhen International. He becomes the first Chinese winner on the European Tour since Ashen Wu in this event in 2015. And at 20 years and 272 days, he becomes the youngest winner on the European Tour since Matteo Matassero, who was 19 and 206 days at the 2012 Barclays Singapore Open. Now, as mentioned earlier, it was Felipe Aguilar's tee shot on 16, which paved the way for Hao Tong. But the Chilean missed six cuts in a row before making it to the weekend at the Shenzhen International last week, so finding a bit of form. And he told our reporter Nick Dyer that he isn't dwelling on any negatives at the moment.
Before you even start playing, if somebody tells you you're going to finish second, you take it. So it was a good and overall week, except for one hole, one swing. Unfortunately, it was in the 16th hole today that I hit it on the water. Besides that, I'm quite happy with the way I played this week.
Will the 16th haunt you? Because so much was so good and you were in a wonderful duel at the top.
Well, I remember, I think 2008 on the 16th hole at the Irish Open, I hit it on the water and I finished second behind Richard Finch. So I finished second this time, and well, if my career continues the same way it happened then, I'm quite happy.
Well, so many players would really suffer and take it upon themselves at the moment.
No, this is
a positive.
No,
totally.
It is a positive thing. I mean, I'm into the Olympics now, representing my country. There are too many positive things just to worry about one bad shot.
It's the right way to think. You think about the positives, but you do dwell on that one that you hit, and he will think about that for some time. But you know, Felipe, obviously in China he doesn't do it, but in Europe, when the travelling circus moves from country to country, he brings his racing bike with him.
Yeah, he takes his bike everywhere. You know, he does a lot of training and he loves it. I think he's going to do another Ironman when he stopped playing golf again, because it took quite a bit out of his body the last time he didn't as a golfer. I don't know whether they really mix. Steen Tinning did that as well, didn't he?
He does ultra Ironman.
Really?
Yes.
Tiring.
Yes, very tiring. Now, Aguilar finished second on 19 under. Sharing third spot was Lucas Bjerregaard of Denmark, Germany's Marcel Siem, who we'll hear from in a moment, and Richard Bland of England, whose confidence is growing every week.
It's been a really solid start to the season. You know, I think this is my third top 10, and you know, I gave away a top 10 at Valderrama, doubled the last. You know, I've played 10 events, so I probably could have had 7 or 8. I've been there or thereabouts come the weekend, and yeah, yes, you're going to finish some off and some you're not. But the main thing is I'm getting closer. I'm feeling more and more comfortable in that environment on Sunday, late out, and to shoot 66, can only do great for me. Yeah, and I just want to keep pushing forward because there's so much more to play for. You know, I'd love to start and play some majors and world championship events. And yeah, if I can keep playing the way I am, then it's all possible.
Good week for Richard Bland, very consistent performer, just waiting for that breakthrough. It's going to happen at some time if he keeps going. He shot a final round, as we said, of 6 under par, the same as Marcel Siem. And it's the German's first top 5, believe it or not, since the HSBC in January.
I'm really happy finishing the way I did, because I didn't play well at all today, and don't know how I managed not to make a bogey. I made birdies from some weird situations, positions. Was actually in the bushes and hit a great shot and hold the putt and hold a big one on 16. So I'm really, really pleased, and I take a lot of good things out of this week for my technique change. And under pressure, it was a little tough to get my club face straight and impact. I was a little nervous and flipped it over sometimes, but I know what it is, so I can work on that. You know, top 5 finish any week is always good, so I'm really pleased.
Yeah, well done to Marcel, Richard, Lucas Bjerregaard, and of course, Felipe Aguilar, unlucky, and Li Haotong, the champion. Before we wrap up Beijing, congratulations to Richard Carlberg of Sweden for winning the all-new Volvo XC90 after a hole-in-one on the 16th in round one. Top 10, please, John, from the Volvo China Open.
Well, it goes down to ninth tied, which takes you through to 12th. Anyway, Fabrizio Zanotti tied ninth with Alex Norén, Borja Virto Astudillo, which I think is a fair effort from me, and David Lipsky. Then sixth tied was Peter Hansen, Richie Ramsey, Scott Hendon, another great week. Third tied, Marcel Siem, Lucas Bjerregaard, and Richard Bland. Second on his own, although it was a shame for him, Felipe Aguilar from Chile. And we know that Li Haotong from China won his first event in dramatic style, you'd have to say.
He certainly did. Lots of stuff happening over the closing holes, as it pretty well does every week on the European Tour. Right, top 10 in the Race to Dubai standings.
Well, it is no change in that. It's led by Danny Willett, Louis Oosthuizen second, Rafa Cabrera Bayer third, Rory McIlroy fourth, Henrik Stenson fifth, Brandon Grace sixth, Lee Westwood seventh, Jos Luiten eighth, Charles Schwartzel ninth, and Soomin Lee 10th.
Now, fancy Race to Dubai tips. I went for Bernd Wiesberger, who at one point was tied second with Alex Norén, slipped away the Austrian. Jamie went for Alex Norén. He finished ninth, so Jamie gets the top prize this week. Now, the European Tour's Fancy Race to Dubai is well underway, and Polenta Violenta is the team of the week, earning well over 1 million points, with Felipe Aguilar earning over 300,000 of those for the team's manager, Matteo Stefani. Be sure to go to my European Tour at europeantour.com to see the fancy three to watch for this week's Trophy Hassan Dur. Ryder Cup standings, John, because I know we're a little early, but it will build and change as we go through the summer.
Well, it will, and there's two points lists, the World Points List and the European Points List. So the World Points List is Henrik Stenson, Justin Rose, Rafa Cabrera Bayo, Sergio Garcia, Søren Kjelstad. Then the European Points List is Danny Willett, Rory McIlroy, Matthew Fitzpatrick and Andy Sullivan. And then, of course, Darren Clarke, who's the captain, has three picks.
That's going to be an interesting watch to see who's going to get themselves in, or who's playing well enough that you think might get a pick, and does he? Will Darren go for that? It's always a fascinating year for the captain. It really is before we get to the final 12. Now, in other news, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation, has added another star name to the entry list, Martin Kaymer being the latest major champion to confirm his presence at the K Club from May the 19th until the 22nd. Kaimer will be joined by a whole host of fellow Ryder Cuppers and European Tour winners in County Kildare. For tickets, just head to DubaiDutyFreeIrishOpen.com. And following Ivor Robson's retirement last year, after 40 years at the helm, the RNA has appointed two new starters for the Open at Royal Troon later this summer. David Lancaster will become the Open's official starter, while Matt Corker will provide support during the several hours that Lancaster sends players off on each of the championship days. Lancaster is a former lieutenant commander in the Royal Navy, while Corker is a former superintendent for the Hong Kong Police. And on the Challenge Tour, Duncan Stewart claimed a maiden victory after a fantastic final round at the Challenge de Madrid. The Scotsman carded five birdies on the way to a four-under-par round of 66 in the last round. The win leaves him in fourth place in the Road to Oman rankings. And if you can win early on the Challenge Tour and get a bit of a head of steam up, John, it's massive.
Well, it is, and of course it's top 15 at the end of the year. It's a great place to learn your trade. Very competitive indeed, and you've earned it if you get out through
and
that
it's
way.
It's a bit like coming up from the Championship this year for next year in the Prem. Next year on the European Tour is going to be massive.
Absolutely.
So these players are under pressure and performing well. Now, this week on the Race to Dubai, we travel to the continent of Africa for the Trophy Hassan II in Rabat, Morocco. This tournament is moving from the Golf du Palais Royal to Royal Golf Dar es Salaam, the venue where it began in 2010. It was Welshman Rhys Davies who won it back then, and as he told our reporter Nick Dye, his pending return there is stoking up some fond memories.
My standout memories are my mental resolve and my attitude to the weekend play in particular, but particularly the final round. I remember feeling completely resilient. Nothing would faze me, nothing would bother me. And anywhere the ball's on the green, I was just going to try and hold it. And, you know, I try and do that every round I play. It doesn't always equate that way, obviously, in golf, but I somewhat try and get close to that.
In terms of Morocco, we've been blessed in recent years with Agadir and the King's Course that we play there. Is Rabat similar in its condition and just the way that people look after it?
I think it is, yeah. I think it's very similar in that respect. But it's a different style, of course, much more tree-lined, premium on driving the ball in the fairway. I think if you can hit the greens, you've got a chance to make some putts. They're relatively flat. Well, there's some slopey ones, but yeah, premium on getting the ball in the fairway. With Agadir, the greens were more severe, I think, and the fairways were wider. So different style, of course, but yes, certainly is good in its own right, I think.
When you won, you played on two different courses, didn't you? This time, you're on the one course because the ladies are playing on the other. How's that, having that dynamic of the two tours together in the same place, which doesn't happen?
I think it's good. I think it's great for the game. I really do. I think, you know, other sports do it. Tennis does it very successfully. I don't see why golf can't. Ultimately, conditions are similar. Okay, we're using two different courses, but I think it's great for spectators, for probably for both tours to interact on certain things. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it'd be a great experience.
He's playing much better, John, Rhys Davies.
He is, yeah. Got his car back on the Challenge Tour last year. I've watched quite a bit of him when I went to the Challenge Tour Grand Final in Oman at the end of last year. And it's nice to see because, you know, he won in Morocco, didn't he? And the Ryder Cup in 2010 in a sort of an official capacity, being champion as a future Ryder Cup player, but it didn't work out that way so far.
It used to be, Dar es Salaam, a massive golf course, long golf course, but I'm interested when I go back this time to see what they reduce some of the distances to, because technology moves on, time moves on, but you can't always change a golf course. That's just not feasible.
Well, the players are younger, fitter and stronger, aren't they now? The ball goes further. The weather should be good down there. It used to blow a gale when we used to be over at Rabat.
Sure.
On the King's Course, right by the sea. It was a great golf course. I loved it. It'll be interesting to see who can sort themselves out around there. I can't see it getting too breezy, but the golf course would be in fantastic condition. Of course, the women's is on at the same venue.
If you're a spectator, you can flip and flop, can't you?
Flip and flop.
It might be a working model going forward.
Mm.
Speaking of the men's section, give me an idea who's playing.
Well, you have Dean Burmester from South Africa, who's won a lot recently. Robert Carlson, former winner on the Race to Dubai. Matteo Manassero, who's coming back to a little bit of form, we hope, with same as Alvaro Quiroz, actually, who's a former winner of the Dubai World Championship. Andrew Johnston, who won in Spain. David Horsey, multiple winner on tour. Alex Levy's been playing well recently. Julian Ken's going down there. Eddie Pepperell could do with a good week. Jacqueline's played all right so far in places this year. Romain Wattel played well down in China and has yet to get his first win. So it's going to be fiercely competitive and it should be a great week.
Tips-wise, Johnny, who's caught your eye?
Well, it's a toughie tips-wise.
I'm going French, that's all I'm saying.
Yes, well, they have quite a record. I bet you're going for Levy.
I am going for Levy.
Oh, that's very good of you.
Yeah.
He
hit that brilliant second shot as part of the fastest French team to 34 seconds. He hit the second shot, long iron, hardly looked at the pin, pitched it just on that little narrow tongue of green at the front. It was brilliant.
I'm going to go for Dean Burmester.
Okay.
So good luck to you.
So Burmester for you and Levy for me.
Indeed.
Oh, it couldn't be better. That's it for now. Please join us next week when we review the Trophy Hassan II and look ahead to the Afrasia Bank Mauritius Open. Until then, you can stay up to date with all the latest news from the European Tour in the usual places, Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. But for now, from John Hawksworth,
enjoy Morocco,
and myself, Robert Lee, it's goodbye.